This is Friday Sport on North Sound 1.
Hello and welcome to Monday's Dons Daily, the first in a week of Friday Sports specials, building up to Sunday's League Cup final between Aberdeen and Inverness. Today we've been catching up with some of the Dons' more well-known fans on their plans for the final, and there's a ticket update for any fans who've been left without.
This is Friday Sport on North Sound 1, the best preview of the weekend's sport action across the northeast of Scotland and beyond.
But first, before attention could turn to the League Cup final, the Reds had Scottish Cup business to attend to. Dumbarton were the visitors to Pittodrie on Saturday in the quarter-finals.
7.5 minutes played in this second half. Corner kick to the Dons. Then it comes from Robson.
Yes! The header! And it's in, and it's Rooney! Towering header, great corner kick. Rooney met it flush. Into the net it went from close range. 8th minute of the second half. It's Aberdeen 1, Dumbarton 0.
That's how the only goal of the game sounded on Red TV in the 1-0 win. Boss Derek McInnes says the Suns weren't easy opponents, but no one can deny the Dons deserved to go through.
We've had three tough ties, the Scottish Cup, Partick away, Celtic away, and Dumbarton at home. All three have gave us different challenges, but the players deserve huge credit for getting the club into a semi-final again.
The win sets Aberdeen up with another semi-final against St Johnstone, who they beat 4-0 at the same stage to get into Sunday's final.
North Sound 1, with the best preview of the weekend's sport action across the northeast of Scotland and beyond. This is Friday Sport.
Paul Laurie's been speaking to us about his plans for the final. The former Open champions cancelled appearing at a tournament in Morocco to watch the game. He told my colleague Dave Galloway he can't wait till he joins the Red Army at Parkhead on Sunday.
How much, as a Dons fan, are you looking forward to this?
Looking forward to it very much, obviously. We all are. There's 8 of us going down. We're going to be in the North Stand, along with 40,000 others, it would seem. Ticket sales are just phenomenal. Obviously, it's been a long time since Aberdeen were in a cup final. So we're very excited, looking forward to it. I like my football, always have done. So it's going to be a long time until it comes, but we're getting there. Day by day, the days are getting ticked off.
Can you believe that 40,000 tickets sold? That's a phenomenal response.
Well, I just think it's came at the right time, obviously, for the football club. Derek and Tony have came in and done a wonderful job and added some nice players to the squad, and they've been playing really good, and they're second in the league. They're nice running the Scottish Cup. They've beaten Celtic home and away, and then all of a sudden you get a cup final. People are just like, what a perfect time to go down and hopefully see them lift the cup. But if obviously they don't, I mean, football's Inverness are obviously a good side as well. John Hughes will have them fired up, I'm sure, to do as well as they can. But hopefully we'll be looking for a Dons win.
I know you'll maybe have a few pre-match nerves, would I be right in saying that, on match day when you get up?
I'm not playing, Dave. I'm not sure. I'm in the stand, so I only get nervous when I'm playing. Unless he would like me to come on as I'm a little overweight compared to some of these boys, but I could do a wee job, maybe.
Your inspirational qualities, I'm sure, would help.
Well, my voice will be gone, I'm sure, by the end of the game. But, I mean, honestly, I can't tell you how much we're all looking forward to it. It's going to be a wonderful occasion. And to have a stadium that holds 60,000 with 40,000 of them Aberdeen fans, it's going to be a hell of an atmosphere. So, looking forward to it.
What does that say about the potential of the club, that they can command a support like that?
Well, it's been a sleeping giant for as long as I can remember. You know, I mean, the potential with the football club, with the city that we have, and the companies that we have in the city, they just, if they get the product on the pitch, which they have done now, gotten it a lot better, people are just dying to come back and support them. And you can tell, you don't sell 40,000 tickets for 60,000 if you're not interest there. So people are dying to come back and dying to support them. So if they keep doing what they're doing and keep getting the performances up and win something or do well in the league and finish second, people are just dying to come back and support them. So you can see them getting, you can see it getting pretty big again, I hope.
You mentioned Derek and Tony earlier, Paul. You know, it's less than a year since they took over. What a difference they've made.
It's quite funny when I said Derek and Tony there, because I don't really know them very well, but it sounds as though I'm a mate, doesn't it? Derek and Tony. But they've made a huge difference. Obviously, they've came in, but they've been allowed to add to the squad too, which needs to be said. I don't think, you know, Craig and Archie were maybe having to sell a few players as opposed to getting players in. So that needs to be kind of said. But even then, I think the whole place has gotten a lift from getting a few squad players in. I think when you bring players like Barry Robson and Willow Flood to the club, everyone's going to get a lift. You know, there's no question. And it looks like the fans are backing them with buying the tickets.
The Dons, for the first time in many a year, are favourites for two trophies. Can't remember the last time that happened, but you know, are you confident that they've got the mental toughness to cope with that, the players?
Well, I hope so. Yeah, I mean, obviously whenever you good performances give you confidence, and they've had some fantastic results. You beat Celtic home and away. You know, you're kind of on a good run, and there's a bit of confidence in the squad, and you've got to think there's a bit of mental toughness in there. You can't go down to Parkhead and win if you're mentally weak. So I can't see that mental toughness is going to be a problem.
Was it a tough choice at all to give up the possibility of Ryder Cup points to go to that?
No.
And just to round things off, what are your predictions for the Cup final?
Aberdeen win.
Do you think it might be a long day, or I mean, it'd be nice to get a couple of goals in the first 10 minutes, wouldn't it?
It would be nice to get four goals in the first 10 minutes, but I can see. I think it's going to be a pretty good game. I think Inverness are a pretty good side, and I don't know John Hughes at all. I've met him once, but he's a fiery kind of character. I can't imagine his team are going to turn up and not give it all. You know, for the manager, he'll make sure he's got them fired up. So it's going to be a good game, but hopefully Aberdeen will come out the winners.
Just finally, if we do win, it should be a holiday the next day, shouldn't it?
I couldn't possibly comment on that because we'll have staff probably going. So if they're not at work the next day, there'll be trouble.
Meanwhile, the Voice USA star Tenny McDermott, who used to work at Pittodrie, will have to make do with watching the game stateside. But he says they've made sure there'll be a party in the USA.
Well, I was hoping to come home. I was hoping to work, play some shows at home. And it looked like that was going to happen. But unfortunately, I'm going to be stuck here. In New Orleans for it, and I'm going to throw a party at the house. Me and my wife are throwing a party. My son's a big Dons fan as well, and I've actually got a good friend of mine over here. He's actually an ex-Aberdeen player as well, Steve McInnesby, and he won a League Cup medal with Raith Rovers in 94, so he's coming to the party as well, so we'll have some expert insight at the party too. So.
Fantastic to have your own commentary team there. I mean, just how fantastic is it for Dons fans to have a final to look forward to after so many years?
This is what it's all about. I was there at the last one in 95, and it's so hard to explain to my son, you know, that we used to win everything all the time. I remember it as a kid, so it's dramatic. And if we want generations of Aberdeen supporters, you know, to be walking around the city wearing Dons tops instead of Rangers and Celtic tops, and this is what we can do. This is part of it. We need to start winning trophies and getting some pride back in the team.
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, you're stateside at the moment, but have you been getting a feel for how big a buzz is building in the Northeast about this game?
Absolutely. I mean, I've spoken to lots of family and friends back home that it seems like I'm the only person not going to the bloody game. But yeah, I think it was 37,000 tickets sold. So, I mean, that shows you, you know, they often mention the word sleeping giant when it comes to Aberdeen. I'd like to think we are. I think the fact that we can mobilise 37,000 fans for the League Cup final tells you everything you need to know.
In terms of Aberdeen, you mentioned a sleeping giant. It's very much the big club in the North East. Do you think something like this, a great result, can really kind of lift people when we have a final to look forward to?
I think we've seen it before. I mean, I was at the last final we lost as well. I was at the finals in 2000, and I remember the atmosphere then. I mean, we got to two finals that year, but also were in a relegation battle, and even then, enormous numbers were travelling to these games. I mean, the fans are there. We are there. There's a few hiding. And there's a few people I think have become cynical over the years, but I think we win a couple of cups. We win a cup double this year, and I'll tell you what, we just watch people come out of the woodwork.
Definitely. And you yourself, I mean, your own special connection to the club, being a former employee, were we winning trophies at the time you were working at Pittodrie?
No, there was no trophy winning when I worked at Pittodrie. It was during the Ed Fodell years, and I have to say that it was not necessarily the best years in Aberdeen Football Club's history. Although we did have Hisham Zerwali playing for us, so there was some entertainment. But I've still got a lot of friends at the club. Whenever I come back to the UK, I always pop in and say hi, and they really feel like I'm part of the family there. I really do. They always take great care of me. And I did the halftime draw when I was home in December, and I really just couldn't be happier for them as well, because I know how hard people work at that club. They really, really do put their heart and soul into it, and they want success just as much as the fans.
Yeah, I've got to ask, in terms of on the pitch, what do you think has made the difference then? Why are we now seeing such success at Pittodrie?
I think, I heard somebody say it actually, I listen to a Scottish football podcast every day, and It shows you how homesick I get from the football. But and I heard somebody say it, which is you can have the right manager at the wrong time, or you can have, you know, vice versa, you can have a great team with the wrong manager. I think we've just got the right blend here, which is there was some groundwork done by Craig Brown, and I think Derek McInnes has bought wisely, and it just feels like it's the right time, it's the right click. He's the right man for the job, it would appear, and we've got some cracking players. I mean, and I think, you know, there's a snowball effect as well, which is once you start playing well, the younger players don't have so much weight on their shoulders. Alex Pierre Paulett, who you know, disappeared out of the team for a long period, suddenly has become a world beater because he's playing in the centre midfield, he's attacking midfielder. And it's things like that, you know, that when things are going against you and the team's not winning, that's just not possible. So I think the snowball effect is taken on, and I really hope it's going.
Just lastly, Terry, I have to pin you down and ask, score prediction for the final?
I'm going to go for 3-1 Aberdeen. Rooney's going to bag one for sure.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for speaking to us this afternoon here on North Sound, Terry.
Thanks, mate. Appreciate it.
North Sound 1, the official station of the Dons. Keeping you up to date with the latest from Pittodrie. This is Friday Sport.
Lastly today, the SPFL's confirmed no more tickets are being made available for the final. Aberdeen had asked for extra, having sold out their 40,000 allocation before any general sale could be held. Inverness also sold 7,000, but football bosses have declined a request from Pittodrie to make more available. We'll have more build-up tomorrow, and of course this week's Friday Sport will have a full one-hour preview of the final at 6 on North Sound 1. But that's it for this first Friday Sport Dons Daily special. I'm Finlay Duncan.
Your music.
Your music.
Your life.
On the radio.
This is North Sound 1.